the latest showbiz news.
From Australia to Hollywood.
The Big Show Entertainment Report with Jayden Forster.
Jayden Forster, good morning and welcome to The Big Show again. How are you, my friend?
Pretty good, thank you, Pete. Good morning.
Excellent. We have got a bit to get through. Let's get stuck in. Another comedian has been attacked on stage in Hollywood.
Yeah, this is the controversial sort of comedian Dave Chappelle, who's been in the headlines recently. There are some people, I guess you could say, in society that really despise the guy. And obviously, you can dislike somebody, but you don't go and confront them or attack them in a violent fashion or an aggressive way. That's simply just not what's not on at all. And unfortunately, that's what happened for him when he was on stage at the Hollywood Bowl on Wednesday evening. Some guy got up out of the crowd and stormed the stage and ended up pointing a replica handgun in his face. And apparently he had a knife on his body as well, allegedly. Security were pretty quick to the mark and they tackled him to the ground and everything. They did lay into him pretty heavily once they did get him to the ground, so that could be the subject of some further investigation perhaps. But look, the guy has been charged with an assault charge by police and of course will front those charges at a later date. But it's a little bit slightly different to the whole Will Smith incident at the Oscars, and I don't think it's really fair to draw a comparison between the two, but I tell you what, it raises some very serious questions about safety for comedians at the moment and also security protocols at that particular venue. It's astonishing.
Yeah. Well, safety for anyone in the US, because it seems to be happening more often than not. Knives, guns, attacks, just a sad state of affairs over there. And it'd be nice if it calmed down a little bit or stopped altogether, but I can't see that happening. Paddy Newton, Jayden Forster, has appeared on The Morning Show this week, her first TV interview since her beloved Bert passed away last year.
Yeah, she was supposed to do it last week, actually, but she came down with a bit of a bug, the poor thing, and they had to push it back to this week. But yeah, she was incredibly nervous, but look, she did an excellent job. It was a very powerful, inspiring and incredibly personal sort of look behind the velvet rope at what life has just been like for her and the rest of the family since he passed away last October. And of course, we know Bert, he never gave up, nor did Paddy. But in the end, obviously, the outcome was tragic. But look, you know, Paddy's getting back on with life. She's going to be back on stage here in Melbourne this weekend. And she's slowly, I guess, coming to terms with what has happened. I'll play a grab for you in just a second. But look, you know, that whole road last year, especially the last few weeks before Bert passed away, they were rough. They were really, really rough. But here's Paddy on The Morning Show this week.
And I didn't want him to suffer anymore. So I probably am relieved that he's in a safe place and resting peacefully, and he's still surrounded by a lot of love.
Yeah, great to know that Paddy is on the road to recovery, of course. The grief will never disappear, but life does go on, Jayden Forster.
Oh, indeed, absolutely. And that was just a short snippet of like an 11.5-minute interview. So go and check it out online if you haven't seen it. But yeah, cracking interview. And she actually did that interview on The Morning Show in a way to repay Larry's kindness and generosity a few weeks before Bert died. He sent him a card and that just made Bert's day. And it was this sort of fabulous thing of just light and joy in a very dark period for Bert and for Paddy. And as she said on TV, he loved it and wanted her to read it over and over and over again. So just a sign that, A, sometimes the smallest things do mean so much to some people, and B, for any journos out there or budding journos out there, you don't always have to be an ass to get ahead. And not that Larry did it in wanting to get an interview or anything. He did it just to be kind. But, you know, you don't have to be an ass to always get ahead and get a good interview. And it was an absolute cracker. So go and check it out if you haven't seen it.
The Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial rolls on. Jayden Forster.
Yeah, some very distressing allegations and details coming out in court this morning regarding their visit to Australia back in 2015 that I don't think simply can be repeated on breakfast radio given the graphic nature of them. But look, yeah, Amber Heard is on the witness stand today. She was there yesterday. Johnny Depp's lawyers will get their chance to grill her in the coming days. But yesterday she was painting him essentially as a prolific drug user who would allegedly become violent when he was using and lose control of his bodily functions. And today she's painting him as being very much the violent sort of jealous type. So some parts bizarre, other parts harrowing, sublime, ridiculous, and it will continue for another few weeks.
Yeah, and alleges that Johnny Depp actually kicked her whilst on the plane. Here's that little snippet.
I can't believe he just did. He just kicked me. No one said anything. No one did anything. You could hear a pin drop on that plane. You could feel the tension, but no one did anything. And I just remember feeling so embarrassed.
Jaden Forster, always great to catch up, mate, with the Entertainment Report. You have a good week, and we'll talk to you again next Friday.
Have a good one.
Look, it's Patrick.